Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Yuma Daf Nun Tes. We are holding toward the bottom of Daf Nun Ches and Beis. Today's share is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children. It's also sponsored on behalf of DailyGiving.org. Join me and the 6,000 people in 30 countries over the world that have already joined together to easily perform the mitzvah of tzedakah every day. The achdus of this worthy organization is incredible. Please go to DailyGiving.org. Also by Mel Barinholtz in memory of his wife, Minda Kate Barinholtz, whose 20th yard site is today, the 29th of Sivan, and Neshama should have an aliyah. And we thank all the sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So we're holding again toward the end of Daf Nun Ches and Beis, and we're in the middle of discussing the Machlokes Tanaim about what order they would do the Matnos Dam and the Kranos HaMizbeach in. We already had at least one explanation. We're going to have a total of four explanations of what the Nekudas HaMachlokes is, what it is that the Tanaim are actually arguing about. And then, toward the middle of Amud Aleph, the Gemara is going to talk about which corner he would place the Dam, Milamayla Lamata, and which corners it would be Milamata Lamayla, meaning which some of the corners in the Mizbeach, he would do it in an upward motion, placing the dam, and other corners he would do it in a downward motion. So we're going to have a machlokas about which corners he would do in each motion, and then the Gemara is going to define Tiharo Shel Mizbeach, because we said then he sprinkles the dam, the mixture of dam, sorry, on the Tiharo Shel Mizbeach. What exactly is the Tiharo Shel Mizbeach? So we're going to have two possibilities. Then the Gemara is going to talk about pouring the dam into the yisod, the leftover dam into the yisod of the Mizbeach, the large Mizbeach. So which hole would they pour the blood into? We're going to have a discussion about that as well. And then on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to tell us that the blood that went out to Nachal Kidron is not subject to Me'ila on a Daraisa level, only on a Derabanan level. But we have three opinions as to why it's not subject to Me'ila on a Daraisa level. Why is it only Me'ila Midrabanan? So let's pick up seven lines from the end of the page. The last run line is low. We already had one explanation of the Machlokas Tanaim in terms of the order that they would do the Matnos Dam, and we said perhaps the explanation is that they argue in the Shita of Rami Bar Yecheskel, because Rami Bar Yecheskel is one that taught us that Kol Pino Shatapon Elayu El Derech Yemin, that everything has to be going toward the right. So maybe that's the Machlokas, whether you go toward the right or not. So says Gemara, lo, that is not the Machlokas. Maybe the Kulei Alma Isluhu to Rami Bar Yecheskel. Everyone holds like Rami Bar Yecheskel, that in general when you do Avodos on the Mizbeach, you always go toward the right. But over here, the machlokas Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yossi Aglili is as follows: Mar Sover Yalfinan Pnim Michutz, Mar Sover Lo Yalfinan Pnim Michutz. Very simply, that Rabbi Yossi Aglili holds that which we do on the Mizbeach HaPnimi is derived from that which we do on the Mizbeach HaChitzon. So just like we all agree that on the Mizbeach HaChitzon there's a din that you go toward the right, in Mizbeach HaPnimi there's also a din you go toward the right. Whereas Rabbi Kiva holds, no, we don't learn the dinim of the Mizbeach HaPnimi from the Mizbeach HaChitzon, and therefore the Kohen Gadol has every right to go, can fulfill his desire to go to the left if he so pleases. It's not confused right with right. So can go to the left if he so pleases. So that's Rabbi Akiva's shita. So says Gemara, but why would he dafka do that? Rabbi Akiva, why would Rabbi Akiva be insistent that he go to the left? I understand you don't want to learn Pnim Michutz to require that the Kol Pino Shatapon Lo Yol Derech Yemin, but why do we insist that he go in the other direction? So answers Gemara, Amalach Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Kiva would respond, Medina Bahu Karim Depaga Beresha Bahu Avid Beresha. Really, the halacha should have been that the first corner of the Mizbeach that he encounters when he leaves from doing the Azos on the Paroches, meaning which is the southwest corner of the Mizbeach, that's really the place you should put Dam first. Dam Reish Lakish Ein Mavir Nele Mitzvos. Because we know that there's a rule that Reish Lakish tells us that if you encounter a mitzvah, do not bypass that mitzvah. Go and do that mitzvah right away. The first thing you encounter, that should be the mitzvah you do. V'amai lo avit. So why does the Kohen Taka not put the dam on that keren that he encounters first? Mishum duchsiv v'yatza al mizbech. Because the pasuk says v'yatza al mizbech, and the chachamim darshin that adinafik mikulei mizbech, that he has to go past the entire mizbech and only then do the matnos dam. So he cannot Kamal put the dam on the first Keren that he encounters, because he's got to walk past the whole Mizbeach. V'kivin diyav bahu Keren, hadar asilahu Keren diz chayv l'mesa b'resha. But once he walked past the Mizbeach and he puts on the Keren that he's putting on over there, then he's got to go back to where he was really supposed to put on in the first place. Meaning, we don't ignore, we don't forget about Ein Mavir Nal Mitzvos. Ein Mavir Nal Mitzvos should have required him to put on to put the dam on the first Keren that he encounters. He can't, because there's a halacha that he has to go a little bit further, but then come right back to where Ein Mavir Nal Mitzvos would have required him to go in the first place. Now, where do we know Ein Mavir Nal Mitzvos from? So the Mechilta derives it from Pasuk, Ushmartem Es HaMatzos, Al Turki Matzos El HaMitzvos. That Ushmartem Es HaMatzos, you can read Ushmartem Es HaMitzvos. That a mitzvah Abal Yada Al Tach Mitzena. That you shouldn't allow a mitzvah that you encounter to become chamit. You shouldn't allow a delay to happen. You should do the mitzvah right away. In the Maritz Chayas, he points out in the back on Daf Lamed Gimel from a Tshuvas Radvaz that the drasha of the Mechilta is only in Asmachta. That really the din of Ein Mavir Nal Mitzvos is a din midrabanan. But he points out that if you look in Sukkah Daf Chafei, it sounds very clearly that the din of Ein Mavir Nal Mitzvos is a din d'oraisa, that it's not only a din d'rabanan. So that's why a number of the Achronim suggest that maybe it's an Asmachta, but it's really a din d'oraisa. Meaning maybe in Achinami, the Yisr, everyone holds it's min haTorah. It's just that the derivation from the pasuk is only an asmachta. So then, where's the din d'oraisa? Right? If you're going to say that something's a din d'oraisa, you need a pasuk. So it could just be that it's part of the general concept of bizui mitzvah, that a person is not supposed to be mevaza mitzvah. A person should treat a mitzvah with great respect. And if you walk right past the mitzvah and you choose not to do anything about it, that might be just a general violation of bizui mitzvah. Now, the general rule of Ein Mavir Nal Mitzvos applies all over the place. We have many applications of Ein Mavir Nal Mitzvos. For example, the Magen Avraham writes in Siman Reish Ayin Dalet in Hilcha Shabbos, when you're botzea the Lecha Mishnah, you should cut the top challah, because that's the one that's nizdam netchila. So even though Alpi Kabbalah on Friday night, you're supposed to really cut the bottom challah first. So that's what the Rambam recommends, that when you put the two challahs on top of each other, have the bottom challah closer to you, and the top challah should be a little bit further away. Why should the bottom challah be closer to you? Because the one that you're going to cut has to be closer to you, because Ein Mavir Nal Mitzvos. That should be the first one that you access. Perhaps more famously, the Shulchan Aruch and Simcha Fei in Hilchos Tefillin writes that when you put your talis away in your bag, or your talis and tefillin bag, you should put the talis in before you should put the talis in such a way where you encounter the talis before you encounter the tefillin. Because if you were to encounter the tefillin first, you'd have to put on the tefillin first because of Ein Mavir Nal Mitzvos. And a number of other areas of halacha where we apply this. Tosos Maseches Megillah suggests in the name of Rabbeinu Yehuda that the din of Ein Mavir Nal Mitzvos is only din lechatchila. But b'diavad, we're not going to go back and insist on Ein Mavir Nal Mitzvos. However, the Turi Evan brings a raya from our sugya that it's a din b'diavad against the Rabbeinu Yehuda. Because what did the Gemara say? That according to Rabbi Akiva, that the Seder Matnos and Damin Yom Kippur and the Mizbeach HaChitzon is derech small, that you start with Mizrachis Dromis and then Dromis Maravis. You start with the southeast and then go to the southwest corner. So we said that Mikra Din the Kohen really should have gone to the southwest corner first because of Ein Mavir Nal Mitzvos. But from the pasuk we derive that he has to go to the other end of the Mizbeach. But even though he's already done that, he comes back. So you see, even b'dieven we insist on Ein Mavir Nal Mitzvos. He already bypassed it. Still, you got to come back to it. So that's what Turi Evan says. You see a raya against that shita in Tosfos in Veseches Megillah. There is a tshuva in Rav Azar and Shevet Alevi in Chelek Vav Simen Yudalid where he describes what the basis of this machlokas is. He says according to the Turi Evan, the gedder of the din of Ein Mavir Nal Mitzvos is that koveya, the makom for the mitzvah, that the most appropriate place for the mitzvah is the place that you encounter first, and therefore even b'dieved that you pass by that makom, it's already been nikva as the appropriate spot for the mitzvah. Whereas according to Rabbeinu Yehuda, that Tosos quotes in Maseches Megillah, Ein Mavir Nal Mitzvos is not the koveya, the makom for the mitzvah. It's just a kavod makom or a kavada mitzvah to do in the first possible opportunity and not to bypass it and look for other places or to delay and wait to do the mitzvah at some later time. But if you've already bypassed it, so why would you have to go back to the first place? You're already engaged in the next mitzvah. So it would be a vayter, a violation of Ein Mavrin on mitzvahs to bypass the next mitzvah that you've just encountered. Meaning it's not koveya, the makom for the mitzvah, it's a din in derech eretz. So once you've already in proper respect for the mitzvah, so once you've already bypassed it, so show proper respect for the mitzvah that you're with right now. So that's machlokas in the Rishonim and Achronim, but our sugya seems to be a raya, at least in one direction. It seems to tell us that Ein Mavrin on the mitzvahs would apply even on a b'diavad level. Says the Gemara, a third possible explanation, machlokas Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yossi Aglili, v'yiba yisema isvir lana kafa b'ragel, if the Tanayim would hold that you'd have to walk around this tiny little mizbeach that's one amma by one amma, so then the kolayam lo pligi d'alfin and p'nimichutz. Everyone would say that kalpino shatapono lo yol derech imin, you have to go toward the right. There would be no debate. V'hacha b'hacham lefli. The real machlokas over here between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yossi Aglili is that mar savar akafa b'yad, Rabbi Kiva holds that the Kohen Gadol didn't actually walk around the mizbeach ha'pnimi the way he would the mizbeach ha'chitzon. No, he would stand in one place because it's not that big, and he would just reach his arm over to each of the spots, to each of the corners of the mizbeach. So by hakafa biyad, there's no din of kol pinah shatapana lo yodarachimin. Pinah shatapana lo yodarachimin is when you're turning your body, but if you're just moving your hand around in the four corners of the mizbeach, that you don't have to go. You don't have to go toward the right. Umar savur, as Rabbi Yossi Aglili says, hakafa beredel, that he actually would walk around the mizbeach apnimi as well. And once he's walking around, so then you got to do derech yamin. So that may be the machlokas. V'iba yaseima, a fourth explanation of the machlokas. Dekuli alma kafa biyad. Everyone holds that he's doing that kafa just with his arm, just with his hand. He's not actually walking around. V'hacha ba'akamitvli. Mar sav yalfinan yad miregel. Umar savar lo yalfinan. Simply that Rabbi Yossi Aglili holds, we learn the din of hakafa biyad from the din of hakafa beregel, that just like when you're makif beraglov, you go derech yamin. So too, when you move your arm around the mizbeach, that should also be derech yamin. And Rabbi Kiva says, no, when you go by foot, so then you go derech yamin, but when you just move your hand around, that's not going to be derech yamin. So that last explanation, that everyone really agrees, Teron Baruch Haskel kol pinah shatapana lo yol derech yamin. And the whole discussion over here is, do we say the same thing when you're moving your hand around the mizbeach? V'savar Rabbi Yossi Aglili hakafa biyad. But wait a second, does Rabbi Yossi Aglili really agree that you do hakafa biyad? And the whole point of the machlokas is Rabbi Yossi Aglili holds that that the even hakafa biyad is derech yamin. But this last explanation assumes that everyone holds he does not walk around the mizbeach apnimi. It's just his hand that moves around the mizbeach apnimi. Is that really true that Rabbi Yossi Aglili agrees to that? V'ami d'ktani seifa, the seifa of the Mishnah in yesterday's daf told us that Rabbi Lazar Omer b'mekomo ya'omid u'mechate, that he would stand in place and he would place the dam mechlal de tanakam lo svirle. So that implies that if Rabbi Eliezer introduced the idea of b'mekomo ya'omid while he was being mechate the dam, that implies that the Tanakhama held that he was not b'mekomo ya'omid. Tanakhama, the Mishnah, is Rabbi Yossi Aglili, because the Tanakh of the Mishnah follows the sheet of Rabbi Yossi Aglili that you begin the matanos and the keren mizrachas tzvonis, unlike the sheet of Rabbi Akiva, who says you start mizrachas tromis. So even though the Mishnah didn't identify Rabbi Yossi Aglili, but he's clearly the Tanakhama, and the Tanakhama of the Mishnah seems to be saying that you actually walk around the mizbeach. So mechal the Tanakhama lo svirle. So says Mar Elach mechavarta kiddushani meyakara. You're right. Let's scratch answer number four. Let's go back to the previous answer. Mar savar hakafa biyad, umar savar hakafa beregel. That answer number three is correct. The third explanation that we had as far as what Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yossi Aglili are arguing about, let's stick with that one, that they're arguing about what the Kohen Gadol physically did. Did he walk around the Mizbeach HaPnimi, or did he just move his arm around the Mizbeach HaPnimi? And what's the Nekuda Samachlokas? That Mar Savar Saviv, the Mizbeach HaPnimi, that Rabbi Yossi Aglili holds, that the Saviv, that it says, the Mizbeach HaPnimi, by the Mizbeach HaPnimi, it says, Al Karos HaMizbeach Saviv, Kis Saviv, the Mizbeach HaChitzon, is similar to the Saviv that we describe at the Mizbeach HaChitzon, where the Pasuk says, V'zarkos Adam al Mizbeach Saviv, that just like by the Mizbeach HaChitzon, clearly you have to walk around by foot, there's no reaching around. It's 32 amos by 32 amos. So clearly it's walking around by foot. So to the Zeh HaPrimi, where he's physically capable of just going, just moving his arm around, he still has to walk around by foot. Umar Sabra and Rabbi Kiva says, no. How big was the Mizbech Panimi? It was the size of one keren of the Mizbech Chitzon, one amma by one amma. So just like by the Mizbech Chitzon, if you had to put something on the keren of the Mizbech, you wouldn't walk around the keren. It's one amma by one amma. You can reach it very easily. So to the entirety of the Mizbech Panimi is only one amma by one amma, so it's very easy to reach. Tanya, Amar Rabbi Yishmael, so Rabbi Yishmael reported that Shnei Kohanim Gedolim Nishtayru B'Mikdash Rishon, that there were two Kohanim Gedolim that were remained after the Churban, who served as Kohanim Gedolim during the period of Bayis Rishon, Ze Omer B'Yaday Kafti, V'Ze Omer Baragli Kafti. So, you know, you have this Machlokas, so if you have eyewitnesses, you have people who themselves did the Avoda, so ask them! Problem is, they disagreed. One of them said, yeah, when I was Kohen Gadol, I just moved my arm around the Mizbeach HaPnimi. And the other one says, well, I walked around the Mizbeach HaPnimi. Zeno Sintam L'dvarav, Zeno Sintam L'dvarav. And each one explained why they did what they did. Zeno Sintam L'dvarav, Saviv de Mizbeach HaPnimi, Kis Saviv de Mizbeach HaChitzon. The one that walked around said, why should the Saviv that the Torah says by Mizbeach HaPnimi be any different than the Saviv that the Torah says by Mizbeach HaChitzon? By Mizbeach HaChitzon, you walk around. So Mizbeach HaPnimi, you walk around as well. V'zenos in Tam L'dvarav, and the other one who just moved his arm around explained that Kulim Mizbech Panimi b'makom chad keren d'chitzon kai, that the entire Mizbech Panimi is only the size of one keren of the Mizbech HaChitzon, so why would you walk around? You just place your arm around it. Now Tosi Shonen raises the question, wait a second, during Bayis Rishon there's a sugya Maseches Temura and Daftes Vav and Beza tells us that Miyamos Moshe Rabbeinu until the end of the till the Sof Yomav of Rabbi Yossi ben Yoezer Ish Sreda, there was never a machlokas among the Chachmei Yisrael. Yossi ben Yoezer lived in the Bayis Sheni, in the Tkufa Bayis Sheni. If we never had a machlokas from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu until Yossi ben Yoezer straight in the Tkufa the Bayis Sheni, how could we have this machlokas between two Kohanim Gedolim who were alive during the time of Bayis Rishon? That's the Tosi Shanim's question. So Tosi Yishanim answers in two different ways. Number one, he says, there's no such thing that they never had a machlokas. That's not possible that you know, in Klal Yisrael we never had a machlokas in Halacha. No, it means that once they took a vote, it was it. It was decided that when they were Omid L'minyan, of course there were machlokas and how to interpret things. Otherwise, chavrusas must have been so boring. Everyone, they would just read and, you know, that's kachi darka shel Torah that there's going to be machlokas. But when they took a vote, they got together in the Beis Medrash, they took a vote, and the matter was decided, and that was it. And one opinion was outvoted, and that opinion went away, and it didn't. No one passed on like that opinion. The idea that a machlokas would endure, that you would still have people saying the other way, that is what changed in the days of Yosef ben Yosef. So by this case of the Kohanim Gedolim, it could be they were never Omid L'minyan. They never got around to taking a vote. So the machlokas was still around. The second possible answer, he says, that Rabbi Shmuel, who quotes the Kohanim Gedolim, these two Kohanim Gedolim, holds that it's not a machlokas, that they both held that you could do whatever you want, meaning each one just did what was more mistaver, meaning neither one held that the other one's avoda was puzzle, neither one held that the other one did something wrong. They're just trying to figure out what makes the most sense. So one of them thought doing hakafa beregel makes the most sense, the other one thought doing hakafa biyad makes the most sense. In the Gra, it happens to be the Gra changes the gears over here. If you look in that Golos HaGra, he takes away, he says, Shnei Kohanim Gedolim Nishtayru B'Migdash. He takes away the word Rishon. So this is not from the Tkufa Bayis Rishon, it's from the Tkufa Bayis Sheni. And then you obviously don't have a Kasha, because if the whole Kasha is just, there was no Machlokas yet in the Tkufa Bayis Rishon, good. So the Gra says that this whole report is only from the Tkufa Bayis Sheni, so it's not a problem at all. So the Mishnah went on to say, Reb Lazar M'Mekom HaYom Min HaMechate. So the Gemara brings Machlokas Tanaim within the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer. Masnisin, our Mishnah that says that according to Rabbi Eliezer, the Kohen Gadol would place the dab on the Kronos, Milamata Lamaila. He would place the dam in an upward motion, except for the Keren that was right in front of him, where he would place the dam, Milamala Lamata. He'd go in a downward motion. Money. Who is the author of our Mishnah? So says Rabbi Yehuda. It's Rabbi Yehuda, because that's how Rabbi Yehuda explains the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer. Detanya, because we have a price where there's Machlokas Tanoim, what Rabbi Eliezer held. That Rameir Omer, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, that Rameir reports in the name of Rabbi Eliezer, Bimakomo Omer Machate, Va'al Kulana Yenosein, Mimalal Mata, that he would stand in one place, and in three out of the four corners, he would do it in a downward motion, except for the Karen that's furthest from him, it's only the one that was furthest from him, diagonally across from where he was standing, only that one went in an upward motion, but the other three, all he placed the dam in a downward motion. And Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Rabbi Lazar, Omer, and Rabbi Yehuda says in the name of Rabbi Lazar, no. That all of them went in an upward motion except for the one that was directly in front of him, where he went in a downward motion, so that his clothing does not become dirty. So if you have to figure out which version of Rabbi Eliezer our Mishnah is following, it's very clearly following Rabbi Yehuda's version of Rabbi Eliezer and not Rabbi Meir's version of Rabbi Eliezer. He's in Menuel Tiaros Shel Mizbeach. We then said that you would sprinkle from the dam on the Tiaros Shel Mizbeach. So where does that happen? So my Tiaro, Taharo Shel Mizbeach. What is the Taharo Shel Mizbeach? Amar Rabbi Bar Shila Palgei de Mizbeach. It means halfway up the Mizbeach, meaning you're mazal the dam on exactly the halfway point of the height of the Mizbeach. Kedamri and she tahar tihara, like the people say that the morning became light, that it became v'havi palga dioma, and it means that it's broad daylight, it's halfway through the day. When they say tahar tihara, it means the sun's in the middle of the sky. So tihara shel mizbeach means the middle of the height of the mizbeach. So they ask him, Rabbi Bar Shila, kishuhu maza inu maza lo al gabei ha'efer, v'lo al gabei ha'gachalim. What was on this mizbeach? It was the mizbeach ha'pnimi, so they were there was gechalim on the mizbeach. There were coals and ashes on the mizbeach that were left over from the ketores that they burn on the mizbeach. So when you sprinkle on the mizbeach, don't sprinkle on top of the ashes that are left over from the ketores. Don't sprinkle on top of the coals. Elechot gechalim elech ve'elech. Sweep away the coals in either direction to reveal some, to expose the actual surface of the mizbeach. Umaze, and that's where you should sprinkle the dam. That's clearly not along the height of the mizbeach, because you can't. There are no coals along the side of the height of the mizbeach. That would defy gravity, right? The coals are all on the top surface of the mizbeach, on the gag of the mizbeach. So, Elam, Rabbi Rav Shila, al diluya de mizbeach. Tarosh on mizbeach means the open surface of the mizbeach. Kedichsev, uchetz mashamayim, la tohar. So, what makes it an open surface? Because you clear off the surface, but it's the top of the mizbeach, it's the gag of the mizbeach that one actually sprinkles. There is a fascinating tshuva in the Maharit, in Chelek Beis Neb Nezer Simlches, where he talks about a case where a guy wrote a get, l'ishto, and he wrote in the get that it should be, the get should be valid if it doesn't come be'emtza zman until a certain date. Meaning he said between now and a certain date, it's got to come by the emtza between now and that date. So what's he saying exactly? Is he saying that as long as it doesn't come on that date, meaning which is the opposite extreme, or do you have to actually cheshbon out the number of days between now and the date that he gave and pick the exact middle day? Does emtza, the Marita struggles, does the word emtza, when the person uses the word emtza, mean the midpoint mamish, or does emtza mean any point in the middle, not at either extreme, but any point in between, right? If someone says they're a middle child, so in a family with an even number of children, is it shaykh that there's a middle child because they're not the oldest and they're not the youngest? Or do you say no, the middle child means like me, I'm the third out of five, so mamish a middle child, all my baggage, right? It's a mamish a middle child. So how do we determine, how do we define the word emtza? So the Marit says that emtza includes any time between the two extremes, and he says the raya is from the Kohen Gadol's mazav from the dam of the from the Dhamma, the Tiyar Rosh HaMizbeach HaPnimi, and Rabbi Rav Shilu explains that Tar Rosh HaMizbeach means the Emtza Mizbeach. Like people say Tar Tiyarah, and that means the Emtza Yom. That's what the Rambam says as well. In Hilchos Avodas Yom HaKippurim, the Rambam writes that it would be Mazim Midam HaTarovis Al Tar Rosh HaMizbeach Sheva Pa'amim B'Tzad Adorom B'Makom Shesholmu Matnos Kronosav. That it would be a little more toward the southern side of the Mizbeach. So obviously it wasn't directly in the middle of the Mizbeach. So you see that even though Tar Rosh HaMizbeach means the middle of the Mizbeach somewhat, but it doesn't mean Mamish to the middle of the Mizbeach. So you see that the Emtza is not the Emtza Mamish, it's just somewhere that's not on either extreme. So the Ra'anach tried to bring a Raya in the other direction from Shitas Rashi, that Be'emtza always means the middle Mamish, because Rashi writes in Parshas Bereishis that on the words B'toch HaGan, Rashi writes Be'emtza. So why does Rashi have to say that that it was B'toch HaGan means Be'emtza HaGan? So he's saying Be'emtza must mean that obviously if we know it's B'toch, what are you adding by telling me it's Be'emtza? So you must be saying that no, it's Mamish Be'emtza, it's really right in the middle of the Gan. So there's a discussion whether Emtza always means the Nekudas HaEmtza, Mamish, the midpoint, or Emtza means the at any point between the two extremes. L'chora, when it comes to the get, you would imagine that he means whatever people mean, meaning it might change based on society, it might change based on how people use the terminology. It's Lashon B'nai Adam that he was probably using. He probably wasn't using a halachic definition, but if there's no clear Lashon B'nai Adam, then we go with halachic definitions, like by Nedarim. Nedarim, you always go Achor Lashon B'nai Adam, but if you don't have it, half of the Mesechta is about figuring out, what a particular word means. What do you mean? Everything is Achor Lashon B'nai Adam. Why do I have to have sugyas about figuring out what a particular word means? No, because when there is no Lashon B'nai Adam to figure, then you have to figure out what the how the Torah would define that word. Okay, so that is the discussion about the Torah Rosh HaMizbeach. So says Gemar Vayter now a Machlokas Tanoim about where exactly on the Gag HaMizbeach they would place the dam. So Tanya Chananya Omer B'tzad Tzfoni who knows Sein Rabbi Yosef B'tzad Dromi who knows Sein. Right, we just point out the Rambam Paskens like Rabbi Yosef that it's B'tzad Dromi. But which side is it on? Toward the northern part of the top of the Mizbeach or toward the southern part of the top of the Mizbeach? So B'maika Mithlugi Mar Savar Pischa B'darom Kai, and the whole Machlokas is where the Pesach of the Kodesh HaKadoshim was. That Chananya must hold that it's in the south, and therefore the Kohen Gadol would go from the south where the door was to the Heichal, and he would go to the southern side of the Mizbeach until he reached the southeastern side, and that's where he would start placing the dam on the Kronos, and then he'd start going left around the Mizbeach until he concluded the Nesinas Adam in the northeastern side, and that's where he would be Mazeh Sheva Azos on the Gag HaMizbeach in the north side, because if he started on the south, he's going to end on the north, and wherever he ends, that's where placing the dam on the Kronos, that's when he does the Azos on the middle of the Mizbeach, so that's where he is. And Rabbi Yossi says, no, the Pesach of the Kodesh HaKadosh was on the north side, so Kohen Gadol would go to the north of the Mizbeach, and then he'd start with the Nesinas Adam on the northeastern side, and he would go toward the right, and he would finish on the southeastern side. So that's where he'd do the last of the Matnos Dam on the Kronos, and now that's where he is. So that's where he does the Azah on the southern part of the Mizbeach. So the Kuli Al-Mamiya, but everyone seems to agree that Hecha Degamer Matnos to Kronos Hasab Yav Al-Gago, that where does he place the Dam on the Gago on the Mizbeach? Wherever he is when he finishes placing the Dam on the Kronos on the Mizbeach. My time, why would you do that? Why not walk a little bit? Go around the other side and do the Azos. These are two separate things. There's the Matnos Dam and the Kronos HaMizbeach. According to one Shita, it's only then that you mix the Dam HaPar and the Dam HaSair, and then do the Azos Adam on the Tar Rosh HaMizbeach. So why does he have to do the Azos Adam right there where he is when he finishes the Matnos Dam and the Kronos HaMizbeach? Because Amakra, the Pasuk says, V'tiaro V'kidsho. Pasuk says, V'izalav min Adam Be'etzvo Sheva Pavim, V'tiaro. So we darshan makom shekidsho, the place where the Kohen Gadol did the kidsho, which we assume means placing the dam on the Kronos HaMizbeach, sham tiaro, that's where he places the dam on the middle of the Mizbeach as well. Meaning we're explaining that the word kidsho means the Matnos Dam on the Kronos, tiaro means the Matnos Dam in the middle of the Mizbeach. Why is that the Matnos Dam on the Kronos called kidsho? Because the Pasuk says, V'chiper Aaron al Kronosav achas bashana, and it says, Kodesh Kadashim Mula Hashem. The Torah itself refers to the Matnos Dam on the Kornos on the Mizbeach is Kodesh Kadoshim LaHashem. The reason that it's called the Azolos on the top of the Mizbeach, on the Gag of the Mizbeach, are called Tahara, is because it says Ukeetzim HaShemayim LaTawar. So that's the Gag of the Mizbeach, that's the open point on the Mizbeach. But the question is, why does the Gemara have to darshan this? Meaning, the Gemara's question was, why do it there? Why not delay a little bit? Why not go around to the other side? What do you mean? Ein mavir no mitzvah. So you have an opportunity to do a mitzvah. Right now, you have a space where you can do the mitzvah. So do the mitzvah. We've just been discussing ein mavir no mitzvah. So in the Siach Yitzchak, he suggests that the misvara, one might have argued, that he should not do the hazah sadam in the place where he concluded the matnil sadam. Adrabah, he should make some sort of hefsik between them to make it evident that this is not a hemshech of a single avodah. And that's why we need a drush over here to tell him, no, don't make hefsik, to continue right where you are. So you only need a gili milsa, so it's good enough that the Torah says v'tiyaru v'kitcho, even though that's not what the pasuk means. So, but the pashas of dvarim in the pasuk is that once you're mitar the mizbeach from any tuma, then you can be makdish makrov karbanos on the mizbeach. But we're just using that as a remez in the pasuk that you don't need to make a heker by delaying in between one and the other. It could be that ein mavir nal mitzvos doesn't apply at here over here b'chlal, because what were the cases we mentioned before of ein mavir nal mitzvos? Don't have your tefillin before, don't encounter your tefillin before your talis, right? Meaning don't bypass your tefillin for your talis. Or we had the top challah and the bottom challah, right? All the case of Ein Mavir Nal Mitzvos is that there are two options. So you're going to bypass one in favor of the other. Meaning even before, when we had the Matnas Dam and the Kronos, which corner? Don't bypass this corner in order to get to that corner. There's another mitzvah to be done. Over here, it's only one mitzvah. It's a question of where you're going to do the mitzvah. It's just a matter of location of the mitzvah. Meaning it's a discussion in Poskim. If, let's say, I walk to shul, and I live in a neighborhood like this, where I walk down Hungry Harbor Road, and I'll pass by four shuls on my way to shul. I happen to live further away. I happen to live past our Torah, so I'm going to pass by. I don't even know if I'll be able to name all the ones between our Torah and here, but I'll pass by four shuls. But, you know, BKW is a place to be. This is where I want to daven. So am I allowed to pass by a shul? Is that a violation of the Ein Mavirin ala mitzvah? So I'm only going to do one mitzvah. I'm not going to daven multiple times. So maybe it's not Ein Mavirin ala mitzvah b'chlal. Some people are makbid that they think it's bizayin, so they'll walk across the street. They're not going to walk past the shul. But Pashtus, I think Rav Asher Weiss writes in the same from Klalei HaMitzvos, he put out a sefer on Klalei HaMitzvos that I think he writes that he doesn't think that it's Ein Mavirin ala Mitzvos at all. It just doesn't fit the criteria for Ein Mavirin ala Mitzvos. Okay, says the Gemara Vaitina. Shiar Dami Yishavich Leisam Maravi Shom Zbeach HaChitzon. The leftover dam he would pour into the western yisod of the Mizbeach Chitzon. Dama Krav is called Dama Par Yishpoch, that the Pasuk says he pours the Dama Par into the yisod of the Mizbeach. So that's the leftover dam that goes into the yisod that's across from the Pesach of the Heichel, which is the yisod Maravi. The Chinafik Pahu Paga Bereisha, when the Kohen Gadol goes from the Heichel to the Mizbeach Chitzon, that's the yisod Maravi, is where he encounters first Shamzbeach Chitzon Yishofich Al Yisod Dromis. Then we went on to say that the Shiari Adam of the Mizbeach Chitzon, he would pour into the Yisod Dromus, into the southern Yisod. So Tan Rabbanan, the Gemara brings a brisa that explains where we get this from. So Yisod HaMizbeach, when it says Yisod HaMizbeach about pouring the Shiari Adam of the Chatas HaChitzona, Ze Yisod Dromus. That must be the southern Yisod. So Atomer Yisod Dromus, are you sure? Oeinu Ela Yisod Maravis. Maybe it means the western Yisod. So Marti Yomad Yiridasa Min HaKevesh Li Yitzyasa Min HaHechal. No, we derive the din of the Kohen who's makrav the Chatas HaChitzona, who comes down the ramp when the holding the Shiari Adam, from the din of a Kohen who's makrav the Chatas Pnimis, who leaves the Heichal holding the Shiari Adam. Ma Yitzyasim in a Heichal b'samach lo, just like when the Kohen is makrav the Chatas Pnimis and he leaves the Heichal, so he pours the Dam into the Yisod that's closest to him. So ve'ezez a Yisod Maravi, and that happens to be the Yisod Maravi. So if you read us in a Kevesh b'samach lo, so too, when he's makrav the Chatas Chitzona and he comes down the ramp, so he pours into the Yisod that's closest to him. Ve'ezeh, Zeh Yisod Dromi, and that happens to be the Yisod Dromi. So you see that the remaining dam from the Chatos HaPnimios, he pours into the Yisod Maravi of the Mizbeach HaChitzon, whereas the remaining dam of the Chatos HaChitzonios, he pours into the Yisod Dromi of the Mizbeach. But not everyone agrees to that. Tanya, Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Zevo Zeh Yisod Maravi. Rabbi Shimon Yechai Yomer Zevzeh Yisod Dromi. That Rabbi Shmuel says, no, both by the Chatos Chitzonos and the Chatos Pnimios, it goes in the Western Yisod. Rabbi Shimon Yechai says, no, they both go into the Southern Yisod. So what are they based on? So Bishlam, I mean, we already explained why you would distinguish between them, whichever one you encounter first, right? Whichever one is Samachlo. But why would you say they both get put into the same Yisod, even though you're coming from different places with these sets of Dan? So Bishlam, Rabbi Shmuel, I understand Rabbi Shmuel, who says that you pour everything into the Yisod Ma Ravi, Kasavri Yomotzas Min Mufurish. He'll tell me that learn a din that's not Mufurish from the din that is Mufurish. So since it's Mufurish in the Torah, that you pour the Shiari Dam Chatos HaPnimios to the Yisod that's right next to the Pesach Chol Moed, which is the Yisod Ma Ravi, and the Chatos HaChitonios, it doesn't say which Yisod you pour it into. So Rabbi Shmuel says, learn one from the other. Same Yisod that you pour that which the Torah tells you explicitly, you pour that which the Torah does not tell you explicitly. Other Shimon Yechai, my time. But why would Rav Shimon Yechai say that they both go into the Yisod Dromi? The Pasuk says you have to pour El Yisod Mizbeach Asher Pesach Ohel Moed. Isn't the Yisod that's Asher Pesach Ohel Moed the Yisod Ma'aravi? So why is he pouring into the Yisod Dromi? So I'm Ravashi Kasavar Pischa Badarum Ka'i. He holds that the Pesach of the Heichal was across from the southern side of the Mizbeach, because the Mizbeach was entirely in the northern half of the Azara. So the Yisod Dromi was across from the Pesach HaHeichal, and therefore you pour the Sherei Damachatos into both Damachatos into the Yisod Dromi. That's how we must understand. The Gemara explains that even though this started out as a three-way machlokas, Tanu Rabbi Shmuel, B'dibei Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, in the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, they would teach the Shita of Rabbi Shmuel that Zevzeh Yisod Dromis. Now Rabbi Shmuel's Shita was not like we learned Rabbi Shmuel's Shita, that Zevzeh Yisod Maravi, but that Rabbi Shmuel held, like Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai really held, which is that Rabbi Shmuel agreed to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai that everything goes in the Yisod Dromi, v'simanayich, and the way to remember who was convinced to come over to whose side is Mashchua Gavri LeGavra, that the Rabbim convinced the Yachid, that the Talmidim Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, who were teaching this in the Beis Medrash, managed to schlep over Rabbi Shmuel Shita to conform to their opinion. Tosus understands that the loss of Rabbim and Yachid over here is not the fact that there were so many Talmidim Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. It's that Rabbi Shmuel doesn't say his father's name, so it's only one name. Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochai. He mentions Yochai and Rabbi Shimon, and that's why it's the Rabbim that are drawing the Yachid. It's not really a Rabbim, it's just Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochai, but it's his name has multiple names in it. So Ve'elim Asavrim V'yotzin. So Ba'ama V'yotzin. We said that all of the Dam gets mixed in the Amma anyway, which is the drainage system, and it goes out to Nachal Kidron. So Tan Rabban Mal and Bedamim, Divrei Rabbi Meir of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon hold that there's Mi'ila Behektish on the dam that goes out to Nachal Kidron. The Chum Momrim Ein Mal and Ben, and the Chum say that there's no Mi'ila on the damim that goes out to Nachal Kidron. So Ad Kan Lo Pligi Ela Midrabanan. The whole machlokas is only whether there's a din Mi'ila Midrabanan by the dam Kachim. Av Midor Raisa Ein Mal and Ben, but on a Dor Raisa level, everyone agrees that there's no mi'ila. So minani mi'ili, how do I know that there's no mi'ila on a daraisa level? The chiluk between mi'ila min haTorah and mi'ila midivrei chachamim is as far as being mosif chomesh, that when there's din mi'ila midaraisa, mo'el has to pay a keren v'chomesh. Mi'ila midrabanan, you don't have to be mosif chomesh. That's what Rashi points out. In Meseches mi'ila, Rashi says that when there's a din mi'ila only midrabanan, the mo'el is not allowed to bring a korban for the mi'ila either, because that's chulun ha'azara. So it's not only tosef chomesh, whether there's a korban mi'ila also. When one violates mi'ila midaraisa, you need to bring a karban for the mi'ila. So it makes chaps a big nafkamina whether it's mi'ila midaraisa or mi'ila midrabanan. But our Gemara is saying there's no machlokas about that. It's definitely not mi'ila midaraisa. The whole machlokas is it mi'ila at all? Is it even mi'ila midrabanan? But why not? Why isn't it mi'ila midaraisa? It is kodesh. It is holy after all. Says Gemara three answers. Amar ula amar kra, lachem, shalachem yehei. Pasuk says, vanina satav lachem. So we dash from the word lachem, that it's like chulin, it's yours, and chulin is not subject to mi'ila, and it's yours, not subject to mi'ila. Second possible answer, debe Rabbi Shimon Tana, that the pasuk says lachaper, it says vanim nesat lachem al mizbeach, that the brisa says that from the word lachaper, lekapar nesativ velo lemi'ila, that it's given to you for kapara, but not for mi'ila. So it's not like hegdish as far as mi'ila is concerned. A third possible drasha, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Omar Kra, the pasuk says, ki adam hu, So we darshan who that bahaviyasal yehei, that it should always be, the dam should always be in the same situation. It should never, its status should not change. And therefore, lefnei kapara, kila achar kapara. That it should be before kapara the same way it is after kapara. Mala achar kapara in ba mi'ila, just like after kapara, once it's nasas mitzvaso, it's not subject to mi'ila. Saf lefnei kapara in ba mi'ila, so to before kapara, it's not subject to mi'ila. So ask the Gemara, how does Rabbi Yochanan know to compare the din of dam before kapara to the din of dam after kapara, and therefore come to the conclusion that there's no mi'ila? Why not say the opposite? Ve'ema la'achar kapara ki lefnei kapara. I understand you're saying lefnei kapara and la'achar kapara are the same, but how do you know what the starting point is? Maybe la'achar kapara should have the same din as lefnei kapara, and ma lefnei kapara yesh bo mi'ila, av la'achar kapara yesh bo mi'ila. So maybe a taka should be subject to mi'ila, says Mar, because it's against the rules. En l'chadav shnas mitzvaso umalim bo. Whenever something is already nas mitzvaso, it's never subject to mi'ila anymore. We don't have such a rule, ve'en l'chadav shalom nasis mitzvaso ve'en, because you do find Be'agla Arufa that before the Arifa it's already muta. That's what Tosus points out. But we do have a rule that once it's Nasas Mitzvaso, it's not going to be subject to Mi'ila. So the Gemara is going to challenge that rule, and Be'ez Hashem will pick up with that on the bottom line of Nun Tesim Beis tomorrow.
Thank you so much.